I can make a living or I can make a life. When I make a living, I focus on survival. When I make a life, I focus on my dreams. 7 principles help me make a life. Number 1. I live as if I am a great person. I act as if my dreams are possible and work each day to make them happen. Number 2. I think and act my new life into existence. I think new thoughts and take new actions that result in a new life. Number 3. I achieve excellence in at least one area of my life. Number 4. I have zero tolerance to negative thinking. I don't tolerate it in any form or to any degree. Number 5. I accept no limitations. I don't place limits on worthwhile objectives until I do my utmost to make them happen. Number 6. I never quit working on my dreams. For as long as I am alive, I will work on my dreams. And number 7. I dare to call God my Father and build my life on the foundation of His love. All of your adventures begin as a thought. Each new thought that you think is the seed for a new adventure. The thought behind the catamaran in this picture is speed. The designer wanted a fast cat capable of sailing 300 to 400 miles a day. Although this cat was based in New Caledonia in the South Pacific, it regularly sailed to New Zealand and Australia to participate in racing events. The yacht is blazingly fast, having sailed from New Caledonia to New Zealand in as little as 3 days. I recently saw a picture of this catamaran without a mast. It had capsized in Australia while sailing at high speed, and the mast broke off just above the deck. When I thought about catamarans, I didn't think about speed. I thought about safety and comfort. And when we started our circumnavigation, our cat ended up being safe and comfortable. That's what happens when you use your mind in a constructive manner and think a sailing adventure into your life. It's exciting to realize that thoughts are the building blocks for adventure. Anyone who can think has everything they need to make their life into an unforgettable adventure. You build your future thought by thought. That means if you want to have an adventure, you will build it by the thoughts that you think. If you really want to move in the direction of your dreams, then you need to focus on the thoughts that take you there. God gave you a mind, and He expects you to use it to make your life into what you want it to be. Think an adventure into your life. There is no limit to how good your life can become. What are the 2 hardest things to do in life? The first is to think an original thought, and the second is to discover true limitations, to describe the full envelope of human possibility beyond which no one can go. I don't think I've ever come up with an original thought. I've been a physician for more than 30 years, and I've traveled twice around the world, and I'm still looking for my first original thought. A couple of times, I thought I'd come close, but on further reflection, my original thoughts turn out to be the rediscovery of ancient truth. I've also never discovered any true limitations. Although I've faced many difficult challenges, I have never come face to face with the impossible. The envelope of possibility is exceedingly large, and I always stop well before I reach my limits. Limitations are my safe harbor from the storms of life. Once my anchor is down in Limitations Bay, I have the perfect refuge from my dreams. The battle is over, and surrender's white flag flaps in the breeze. In the 1400s, sailors pulled up their anchors and hoisted their sails, embarking on voyages of discovery. They lived in a flat world, full of limitations, and they decided to sail off its edge. And when they did it, they discovered that the world was round and the only place the limitations ever existed was in their mind. I'm still working on an original thought, and as far as my limitations are concerned, none are in sight. It's time to live as if my dreams are possible and work each day to make them happen. It's time to act as if I cannot fail. Limitations are a test to see if I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make my dreams come true. I'm hoisting my anchor and raising my sails, and I don't think I'll sail off the edge of the world anytime soon.